Yemen's answer, the movement and its allied forces have launched retaliatory attacks on Saudi Arabia, and that's in response to the kingdom's war on their country. Attacks carried out by Qasif K2 drones targeted Abu Airport in Saudi Arabia's region of Asir and Jizan Airport in a capital city of Jizan province. Yemeni forces say drone attack on Jizan Airport targeted the control rooms for drones. Answer, the movement forces also said drone attack on Abba hit fueling station of the city's international airport. Meanwhile, Saudi forces claim they intercepted a ballistic missile targeting Abba Airport. Yemeni army launches retaliatory strikes from time to time to compel Riyadh to stop its war on Yemen. Aggression, which began back in March 2015, has so far claimed nearly 16,000 lives, most of them civilians. And now we're joined out of Sana'a for more on the story by Mr. Hussein Al-Bukhaiti, Yemeni activist and a political commentator. Hello, Hussein. It's been a while since we spoke, but glad to have you back on the program. Hussein, what do we know at this point?
Today announcement by the Yemeni army actually shows that Yemeni forces here in Sana'a are willing to close Saudi airport, especially the one close to the Saudi border, Yemeni border, like Najran, Jizan, and Abha, and as well Khamis Mashit in Asir. Those airports, most of them are used as a military base for Saudi drones. That's why they have targeted in Jizan the drone unit control room, and as well in Abha, they have targeted the fuel station. It show you this attack actually doesn't try to target the only they only target they want to take those airport out without any civilians the damage or casualty. But on the other hand, we see the Saudi actually continue to close Sana'a airport and destroy all Yemen infrastructure. That's why I think now, as the Yemeni army spokesperson in Sana'a have said, that the Saudi will see harder day than today if they continue their war against Yemen, if they continue their blockade and campaign that have killed more than 280,000 Yemeni civilians, mostly because of the Saudi blockade that have caused many preventable diseases like cholera and others. That's why I think now the Saudi backed forces or Saudi Arabia actually, since Yemeni army has started to target Saudi airport, there are less airstrike on Yemen in general. That's why we have reached a point that if you want peace, you must carry your weapons. And I think Saudi don't understand peace talk. They only understand the strength of Yemeni army.
And Hussein, that's the thing. After 4.5 years, how are Yemenis still in this fight? Disproportionately stronger, more sophisticated weapon that Saudis have. They got all the best of the U.S. arsenal at their disposal. I mean, they have a blockade on the country. You mentioned all the diseases, the deaths, all the infrastructure that's been bombed. How are Yemenis still able to keep their resolve and fight back?
I think Yemeni, because of the war and the blockade on Yemen, they have found easy way to actually damage and hurt Saudi Arabia. We know Saudi Arabia has one of the most advanced weapons in the world. They are the largest importer of weapons, especially from the United States and UK. But Yemeni have found simple ways, like using drones. At the beginning, when Yemeni has shown some of their drones, Saudi Arabia media were actually making fun of these drones, and they said those are type of drones that are being sold online or by Amazon. By the time that those drones actually have targeted Saudi airport, the Patriot missiles could not actually target those drones because they fly low. And we know Patriot actually they are made in general to face the Russian MiG fighter jet and Sukhoi. That's why actually the war has actually teach Yemenis how they can defeat Saudi Arabia with less they have in hand, and as well the war on Yemen and the attacks that have killed civilians and the blockade actually has united Yemenis. Of course, there are many people who are actually standing by Saudi Arabia who are from Yemen, but it's only because Saudi is paying them money. But I believe now that if this type of attack continue, this means there will be less attack and strike on Yemen. As I mentioned, in the last few weeks since this attack happened, Saudi Arabia actually now is very, very careful to target any area in Yemen. We haven't seen any attack, for example, on Sana'a since this campaign against Saudi airport. And show you that the spokesperson of Ansar al-Houthi have said, our airport is in charge of their airport, because it cannot be that Sana'a airport is closed and we cannot even transport or take Yemeni ill and sick people or badly injured by Saudi Arabia, while Saudi Arabia is using freely all their airports south of their country. That's why I think now that as well the United States and United Nations actually will try to help Yemeni, or will try to open Sana'a airport. If they don't do so, this means that Yemeni will go deeper inside Saudi Arabia, will target more important airports like maybe Jeddah or Riyadh or other area in Saudi Arabia.
Thank you for joining us and for your contribution, Mr. Hussein Al-Bukhaiti, joining us out of Sana'a, Yemeni activist and political commentator.